What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're back. John and Jim with you on the wrap-up show. We couldn't stay away for too long. Mike Schilt out as Padres manager, retiring. We'll react here over the next 45 minutes to an hour. Jim is actually out east. I am out west. This is the wrap-up show on a Monday evening. So you guys know the deal. Make your way in. Subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. We're not kidding when we say year-round. Here we are in the offseason, and we're here for you. On the wrap-up show, we see the first super of the night. We appreciate you. We'll get to this super from Ishmael coming up in a handful of minutes. If you want to support the channel, click the dollar sign below the chat box. If you want to subscribe to this channel, please do that. Trying to get to 10,000 subscribers this off-season. And if you want to become a member, you get the emojis and the badges. You can click the join button down below. Jim, I talked about it for 4 hours today while you were, again, finishing up a trip out east. So what's your reaction here? Mike Schilt out as Padres manager, just abruptly retiring as a 57-year-old after 2 years as the skipper of the San Diego Padres. Any of this fishy to you or not?
I am absolutely shocked, or at least I was in the moment absolutely shocked. You know, we were sitting here this morning. We like just went and got coffee, and I see a notification come across my phone from Kevin Acey, like on the top of my phone, right? And it just said, Mike Schilt retires. And I go, wait, excuse me? Like I literally had to do a double take to the point where I thought for some reason this wasn't the real Kevin Acey or his account got hacked or something, right? Because this is completely out of left field. I'm sorry for all of us, even though as we get into it later tonight, the more we talk about it, I think the more it makes sense. But just on initial first glance, my shock factor was at like an all-time high. I did not think that he was going to quote unquote retire, right? Like if they fired Mike Schilt, that would be shocking, but at least it wouldn't be something that like, I think caught people off guard in that organization. Right. I think, you know, nobody, I mean, again, you know what, again, firing anything would have caught a lot of people off guard because the one, I think constant and the one thing that we were talking about, you know, as their offseason began was, oh yeah, Mike Schilt's coming back. Like, oh, Mike Schilt's coming back. Like, never did I even consider Mike Schilt retiring. So when I first saw it, I was floored. I didn't believe it at first. I had to do a double take. And then I read his statement about how this took a toll on him and, you know, his mental health. And look, I get it. It can be a grind. Baseball is the biggest grind of a sport there is in any major sport, right? There are some personal things that I know happened to Mike Schilt. I think you know as well. And it makes sense if that played a huge role in, I mean, his health is fine, but like the personal stuff, it makes sense if that played a role into this, but you know, the more I thought about it, the more I sat on it, it just doesn't feel right. Like there's something, it feels like there's something else to this other than just a out of the blue without him telling any of his coaching staff or anybody in the organization. It seems like, oh, by the way, I'm retiring. If this is something, like I heard Kevin with you today mention, this is something he was thinking about in the middle of the season. Okay. Do you not like tell anybody about, do you not talk to anybody? Like, I don't know. It just like, I didn't get to listen to much of the show today. I was busy, but it does feel like something more is to this story. And I think it's okay to ask those questions instead of just potentially taking this at face value and being like, yeah, everything Mike Shildon and the Padres told us is true. Like, when have the Padres ever, with AJ Preller as their president of baseball operations, when have they ever been 100% truthful with us? Never. So from that standpoint, and the you know, the timing of this and how shocking it was, I think it's fair to ask as many questions about this as possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, AJ will meet with the media tomorrow. I mean, obviously, a baseball lifer doesn't leave a managerial job with 2 years left on his deal as a 57-year-old. So, like, it just, that on its face doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I mean, it's basically without precedent. So there's obviously a reason. Now, remember, he left St. Louis abruptly, and we found out after the fact it was philosophical differences with the organization. And this is going to be portrayed way differently. The PR spin here is Mike Schilt loves the Padres love Mike Schilt, but aren't we all thinking the same thing, which is philosophically, the Padres will look different next year, right? Would you expect them with their next manager? Like, ask yourself this. Is their next manager going to have the same baseball strategy as Mike Schilt, where in September you're getting guys on and then you're bunting them over to get them in when you spent $1 billion on your lineup? That doesn't make any sense to me. I think ultimately it came to a head where you've got an organization that has expressed publicly a need to win at a higher level. Mike Schilt did his job, and the expectations of the organization have changed. They need to get to a World Series or win one. Time is ticking on Manny Machado. Time is ticking on this organization, even the tenure of AJ Preller. Preller, what would shock me is if Preller now goes anywhere. Preller speaking to the media tomorrow. Preller signing random Korean players. Preller representing the organization. That to me would be shocking at this point, but there's certainly more to the story. I mean, the idea that he just retired because he's done, of course, he's going to work in baseball again. If it's not in 2026, it's certainly in 2027. He'll absolutely work in baseball again within the next year. I wouldn't be surprised if he worked in baseball in 2026. So retiring from the Padres is odd. I don't think it's the end of the world, by the way. I know it's another manager for Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. and so on and so forth. I mean, Dan Wilson's managing the Mariners. They're about to be in the World Series, and interim managers. I mean, I don't think it's going to point the Padres in a positive or negative direction necessarily. It's just another thing that they have to overcome. Do I think that having a new manager makes Manny Machado a better hitter in October? I don't. Or a worse hitter in October? I don't. It's just another thing that the Padres have to go through. What it really means, I don't know, but it definitely was surprising.
Oh, it was something that I didn't have on the bingo card this offseason. Like, if you were to say, hey, Mike Schilt's going to retire this offseason, I'd be like, no, you're crazy. like I just, if Mike Schilt was going to be out as the manager of the Padres, I would have said, all right, he's going to get fired, right? Like, not he's going to retire. And, you know, we have to let this story play out as well. Because like you said, and as it says in, I forget who I read, I think it was Dennis, Mike Schilt mentioned, he's like, I can't wait to, like, what was the phrasing?
Yeah,
like,
work to teach again. I mean, I would be surprised if he wasn't coaching in 2026 somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're a team out there and there's a lot of teams looking for a manager, don't you call on Mike Schilt? I mean, all he does is win 90 games a season, right? Like, don't you call, like, to see if you can talk to Mike Schilt or not?
Well, I wonder what these terms are, because he obviously got a financial settlement. That's the other thing, the reason why it's not a retirement, because Bob Nightingale today in the USA Today had that Bob Schilt wouldn't disclose whether he was paid or not to leave the organization. So he could have been paid under the assumption that he will not work in 2026. Mm. That's certainly a possibility, but there's no way you walk away from. Kevin said today with me that he was owed probably between $4 and $6 million.
That's
a
lot.
He walked away from $4 to $6 million. Of course not. So they came to some type of settlement. Maybe the settlement says you won't manage in 2026 because of the statement. You can't say your health, you know, it's taken a toll on me and then manage in 2026, but maybe in 2027 or beyond. Because there was likely a financial component to this, that makes the retirement angle even that more questionable from the Padres. We'll never probably get to the bottom of it. AJ Preller's not going to disclose all of this tomorrow. He discloses nothing. I think Mike Shildt manages or coaches again. I don't know the year, but I think he manages or coaches again.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, he's young. He's a baseball lifer. He'll get the itch, right? It's going to happen. You know, if the Padres desperately wanted Mike Shildt to remain their manager and Mike still wanted to step away, they could have structured something like, hey, take a year off. We'll have Ruben Niebla be the interim manager for a year, and then you can return when you are feeling mentally right again. Like, they could have done that if they wanted to make sure Mike Shildt was in the organization. They could have worked ways to have him return as manager of the team. Like, you can make things happen, right? But I don't know, man. I bigger picture, right? Look, 30,000 foot view looking here. I mean, I've praised him the last two seasons, as people should. But how can you not look at Preller here and be like, what is going on, dude? What is going on? This is now going to be your fifth manager in the last 6 years. Okay? Right, no. What is it?
I don't think the math is right on that.
Andy Green, Jace Tingler, Bob Melvin, Mike Shildt. Yeah, this will be his fifth manager since 2019. Okay? And
it's the fifth manager in the last 8 years for Machado, becoming 2026.
I'm talking about AJ Preller, not Machado.
But it's the same, right? I mean, it's the fifth manager in the last 8 seasons.
Right, but I'm not even talking about Machado right now. I'm talking about Preller. I'm talking about Preller and the bigger picture here.
I'm just talking about the timeline. I don't think it's 6 seasons. I think it's 8.
2019, 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, 7. 25,
26 is the next season.
Okay, well, yeah, 8, fine. But still, the bigger picture here is that under the watch of AJ Preller, and I guess if you want to throw Machado in there as well, but to me, it's more AJ Preller. And yes, Machado has a role in it, but AJ Preller, the fact that this organization can't keep a manager around for longer than 2 years. I mean, how is that not like a problem? even if this checks out 100%, right? If this checked out 100% and Mike Shildt 100% left the organization on his terms. No one forced his way out. No one pushed his way out. There was no difference of opinion. Everybody was kumbaya, right? And if this was 100% Mike Shildt saying, look, in my personal life, things have taken a toll and the baseball grind is making things worse. I need to leave. Okay. But the fact remains, this organization goes through managers at a crazy clip. And I mean, to their credit, they've made the postseason for the last 6 years. So, I mean, that's to their credit, but there's no stability in this organization for longer than two seasons. And that's insane to me. That's insane. You've had your last two managers, right, that have taken you to the postseason, one to the NLCS, and then this Mike Shildt led your team to back-to-back 90-win seasons. They both left your franchise. Not, hey, we're firing them because we suck. They left your franchise because one couldn't deal with Preller anymore. And the other is claiming, and it could be true, that, you know, the grind of it is, it's too much for him to handle.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is atypical for a team that's winning. I think you look around baseball, there's definitely a lot of teams that have had turnover. I was doing some of the math on it today. Like, it's not unprecedented around baseball to have five managers in 8 seasons. It's probably unprecedented for a good team to have five managers in 8 seasons. At the end of the day, and tell me if you agree with this or not, Is it overly impactful if the manager was Mike Schilt or Bob Melvin or Ruben Niebla in 2026 or AJ Ellis, Bruce Bochy? Maybe that's a pie in the sky. Like, does it, is it going to have a crazy impact? Because like you said, they've had all these managers that have guided them to the postseason since 2020. Is this now going to derail them or significantly increase their chances of winning a World Series, or will it likely just sit in the middle? Because it's contingent on your roster. Isn't it more contingent on the performance of the players? Not to fully discredit the manager, but I'm watching these games play out. It's not like, you know, you watch these games. It's like, is Dan Wilson the reason why the Mariners are winning, or is it Jorge Polanco? Like, you have to kind of ask yourself, like, yeah, you got to get there. And Schilt deserves credit. I give him credit, and I think he deserves blame at times as well, like all managers. But is it overly impactful on the team's ability to win or not win in 2026?
I don't know. I mean, Mike Schilt, you could chalk him down for 90 wins a season, like, every year, you know? And for, I mean, not the problems we had with Mike Schilt, but just the annoyance of covering this guy at a day in and day out basis, right? I said this all year long. I think Mike Schilt was one of the, I mean, he's just so annoying to listen to. I couldn't stand listening to him talk, but I couldn't deny the fact that he was a good manager, right? And him speaking post game and talking to reporters and the fans about something that is completely different than what everyone has seen, you know, that had no impact on how good of a manager he was, because he was a good manager, you know? And so you dealt with it. You dealt with him being snappy, and you dealt with him being extremely thin-skinned and extremely defensive with everything, right? You dealt with it because you won. And I think whoever they bring in here next, John, like, whether you like Schilt or you don't like Schilt, like, you're going to have to win right away. And I do believe that with this group of guys, especially Manny Machado, I mean, you got it. It's all about massaging egos and finding the right guy to do that. Because if you don't, we saw what happened with Tingler. This shit goes south very quickly with this group. You can't have a guy in there that Manny Machado does not respect. Because if you do, or I mean, if you don't have a guy in there that Manny Machado respects, you're done. And just go talk to Jace Tingler, right? So I think that, to an extent, you're right. Like, hey, you can get this guy in here, this guy in here, this guy in here. It's about the players' performances, obviously. Like, if Manny Machado goes nuclear in the postseason, who cares who their manager is? Or if you have, you know what I mean? Like, if the Padres are hitting home runs left and right, like the Seattle Mariners, then who cares who the manager is? But I do think that through a 162-game season, Mike Schilt navigated that thing pretty well. Like, there's no denying that. There's no denying
that. No, I agree. I agree. I mean, I would say this way. When they hired Bob Melvin, it was the missing piece. This is what the sale was. Missing piece, the credible manager, the sexy hire at the time. Didn't work out. Mike Schilt at the time, we were on the air. Not sexy at all. Very questionable. Others argued for other candidates over Schilt. You know, and at the end of the day, it's like you could argue Schilt was better than Melvin. You could argue Melvin, because of 2022, maybe had a better tenure than Schilt. So, you know, it's just so hard to really know, is my point. Now, you could stay internal. If it's Ruben Niebla, you're not rocking boats. If it's someone in the organization, maybe you're not rocking boats. If you go outside, maybe it's a little riskier. I definitely understand that it's probably risky to part ways with Mike Schilt. But then again, I will say this. If the true expectation of the organization is to win a World Series and they feel like the manager is playing some role in them falling short, I mean, Mike Schilt's career managerial record in the postseason is horrific. It's not all on him. We all recognize it. But, you know, he beat the Braves last year in the postseason. Think about the endings to the last 2 years. Epic failures, not just failures. You didn't get swept in a five-game series by Milwaukee and outplayed thoroughly. You had an epic failure against the Dodgers. You had a game three that everyone was confident would not go like game five against the Cubs. You didn't show up. Again, I'm not putting it on Schilt. But if the expectation of the organization is to win in the postseason, I know what I would be saying in 2026 if Schilt was back and they did the exact same thing, 90-72. Is he going to be able to win in the postseason? Is this team going to show up? Now what I'll say in 2026 is the team going to show up? But I'm not going to probably put it on the manager, because again, Mike Schilt's track record in the postseason. He's never managed in a World Series. He has the one NLCS with St. Louis. His record is, I don't know, he's got like a 350 winning percentage or whatever in the postseason. Again, I think he's a good manager, and I hate to put it this bluntly, and I agree that the instability isn't great, but I personally feel like he can be replaced with the right hire. They have to make the right hire. I'm not saying I can do it, but I do think with the right hire, he can be replaced.
It's going to be interesting, whoever they bring in, and there's some names we'll talk about briefly, I'm sure, later. But, I mean, whoever they bring in, like, the bar is, I think, very high. I think that, you know, it's – one, at minimum postseason. Two, I know the 90 win thing we talked about with Mike Schilt, like he hasn't had a team in a full season win less than 90 games ever, right? But it's not like he did it like 10 straight years. But sure. Still, it's a thing. I think it is a thing. I mean, back-to-back 90 win seasons for this franchise, never been done before. Like, that's pretty impressive. And Mike Schilt is the guy to do that. So if the new guy comes in, you know, and they don't win 90 games, you know, I think people might be like, what? But I also do understand the point of, like, it's not about how many games you win. It's about making the postseason and how deep can you go. Because if the team next year with a new manager, whoever the hell it is, wins 84 games, they make it as a six seed, but they get to a World Series, will anybody care that they won 84 games?
No.
Right? No. I mean, there'll be a lot of turmoil in season because people will be like, if Mike Schilt was here, right? Like, oh, if Mike Schilt was the manager, this team would be better. Or second half Schilty, you know, all that stuff, right? I'm concerned that this is turning into a pattern with this franchise. Even though they're winning, it's just at some point, I don't know if they can continue that, is what I'm trying to say. Like, they're overcoming it, but at some point, it's not going to – you can't overcome that much changeover in a franchise and continue to win, I feel like, at a high clip with this particular core. I don't know.
I think it's more on the core. Can the core – like, let's say next year they go out and go 84 and 70 – 8 or 76 or whatever the math is, right? Mm-hmm. 78. You know, I think that we'll probably have a lot of directions in which we point the blame. We'll get to the supers here coming up in a moment. But I think a lot of the blame will be towards the players. I think AJ Preller will be out of a job potentially in that scenario. I'm sure we'll blame the manager as well. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm putting this honestly, dude, you know, what's their payroll going to be next year? What moves are they going to make? Like, that to me is, to me, and maybe I'm oversimplifying it, that to me, payroll, moves, roster is more impactful. I think the headline is a manager. Oh my gosh, who's going to be the next manager? It draws so much attention. But I think what probably is more impactful is, like, what's their payroll? What's this roster going to look like? And yes, who's going to manage this club is going to matter, obviously, as well.
So the loss, give me a number as far as like 1 through 10, the loss of Mike Schilt to you, how significant do you think that is for this organization for at least just next year? How, like 1 to 10, 10 being like, it's very significant, 1 being who the hell cares? It doesn't matter at all.
Well, we don't know who they hire, so it's hard to do that. And I can't see the future, but I don't think it's overly significant. I thought he was a good manager, but I think he had flaws that we pointed out a lot. I think he's a good manager. I thought Bob Melvin was a good manager. They caught flack unnecessarily because of the way the team played for him in 2023. I'd put it maybe a 3 or 4 max. I wouldn't go higher than that.
Okay.
Because I trust in them. Because here's what I'm saying, and this is the thing we could circle this. Here's what I'm saying. I trust that they'll put themselves in a position – to be in postseason contention next year. If they're not, well, that changes the conversation, no matter who the manager is. And I'm probably not going to say a year from now, oh, they won 81 games. If Schilt was here, they would have won 91, is my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand that.
What number do you give?
I go higher than you. I'll go And you're right. It depends on who they hire. Because there's a couple names out there where this number would significantly drop.
Yeah, I mean, if you hire Bruce Bochy, I'd be like, this is obviously a win.
Yeah, you hire Bruce Bochy, it's like a two for me. Maybe probably a one.
Probably a one.
But
you hire Ruben Niebla, it's low for me. I mean, I would trust in, I mean, it's a lot of responsibility on Ruben Niebla, but he's in the organization.
I mean, at this moment in time, I think I'd go like six.
So you're concerned, is what you're saying.
I'm a little concerned, yeah. I'm a little concerned. Because they have to now get this right for a third straight time. And by they, I mean Preller. And we already know like what's going on with the dynamic between Preller and Grupner in that organization. It's not smooth sailing. If anything, we all thought Preller was the most likeliest to go in this offseason if anyone was going to go, right?
Probably.
So, like, there's some, and they'll tell you there's none, but there is. There's at least some instability in that organization between Preller and especially Grupner, okay? And now with John Seidler in charge, we don't even know the guy. Okay, he'll never talk to the media. He'll never open up. He is just over there in the corner, right? So we don't know who the hell he is. And now they're going to be like, "Hey, AJ, go hire another manager." Like, I know you've done this a lot, so like you get the drill. And then whoever they hire, they all have to be on the same page. Like, I just think that with Mike Schilt, at least you felt like there was some stability there going forward. And now you have to try to find someone to manage this team, which is not an easy team to manage. The personalities you have, they're not easy to massage. And if you mess it up, you're going to get buried by them. So like Mike Schilt, again, I thought Mike Schilt was annoying as hell to listen to. And it was like nails on a chalkboard. And I'd rolled my eyes at him every time I listened to him postgame. But to a man, I would say 99% of that clubhouse all backed Mike Schilt, right? I'm sure there's probably some players in there that might have a couple problems with him here and there, right? But to a man, anytime they were asked about Mike Schilt, they fucking love the guy. And so, I don't know. I just think that it's just a little weird how this whole thing went down. Two, I think there's more to the story than him just dealing with personal issues, even though I do think personal issues are absolutely real thing here. I don't think that's fake. I don't think that his personal issues that he's dealing with is some made up fake thing to cover up the fact that the Padres pushed him out. I don't feel that at all. But I do feel like there might have been some pressure or something else to the story. There's just, I think there's more there than we think.
Yeah, I agree with that. But here's my last point on this. We lived through this for the last 2 years. There was a general belief from us and from Padres fans that maybe he was a good manager, but is he the type of manager that can bring you? Yeah. Like, is he a manager that was going to help you win in the postseason? This came up, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe now I said today, I think this is too simple of a solution. I don't think the next manager is just the answer. I don't think like, oh, they're a manager away from winning the World Series. I don't feel that way. I think they're good play from their team away. And that's why I don't want to overemphasize. Like, again, it's an important position. Everyone gets it. I mean, you can't completely minimize the importance of a manager. Make no mistake. But I don't think it's the end-all be-all for team success. And, you know, again, this isn't, it's not football or basketball. All these sports are different. Maybe in some of those sports, you could be the right head coach away. Maybe that's a difference maker. That's a differentiating factor. And it can be in baseball as well. I get it. But in today's world with no double switching in the National League, it's like, it's very dependent on your roster. Because if Mike Schilt was managing the Rockies, guess what? They would have sucked. And if Buddy Black was managing the Padres, guess what? They would have won 90 games. Like, I hate to put it that simply, but I'm going to put it that simply. So go find the manager that can win in the postseason. And I don't think that's easy either, because I don't think the manager ultimately is the difference between winning and losing in the postseason. I'm with you. Is there reasons to distrust AJ Preller's ability to get that done? Or is this going to be sustained forever? completely fair. But I don't think anyone felt heading into 2026 if Mike Schilt returned, the Padres were a favorite to win a World Series. You know what I mean? So it's like a tricky spot.
Yeah, and we'll get to the Supers here in a sec, but like I totally get what you're saying, and I'm 100% with you. I'm more looking at like Mike Schilt as the guy that guides teams to the postseason. And he does that very well in his career.
Definitely does.
And you're not going to be able to get chances in the postseason if you can't help guide a team there. You know, like, yeah, is Bruce Bochy a better postseason manager than Mike Schilt? 100%. Now, he's also a better regular season manager. But I'm just, like, using it as an example of, like, if you had, I don't know, just some random guy that like turned out to be the greatest postseason manager ever, but he only made the postseason 2 out of his 6 years in the big leagues. But Mike Schilt made it 6 out of 6 years in the big leagues. Wouldn't you want more chances in the postseason to get a World Series than just like fewer?
Depends on how good this guy is in those two postseasons, right?
Well, he didn't win a World Series, but they've made like two World Series. They made two World Series.
Made two World Series?
But they didn't win it.
Right. No, that's fair. I'm all for winning World Series. I'm all for that.
Because you're big, like, and I get it. Like,
yeah, chances.
The more chances you get, the better.
Yeah, but I'll take Seattle if they win the World Series. You know, I mean,
oh, for sure.
Seattle sucks. They're never in the postseason. And the one time they get in, they win a World Series, and they may not. But they're 2 wins away from a World Series, and they are definitely positioned to potentially win the World Series this year. But yeah, at the end of the day, you got to win a World Series. However they win it, if it's going 6 consecutive years to win a World Series, or the next time they're in, they win the World Series. Obviously, that's the goal. Ishmael, thank you for getting us started. We're 30 minutes into this. Let's roll through some of these. He says, now, is it me or none of the players have come out to support or thank Schilt on social media? This is fishy. I don't think that's that fishy. I don't know how much public commentary there was of even like Peter Seidler and his passing, like on social media. I think players are, you know, players.
I saw Merrill post something.
Had 10 managers.
I saw Merrill post something, and do you think Manny even knows yet? He's probably somewhere in like the Bahamas or like, you know what I mean? Like I'm sure a lot of these guys are on their vacation right now.
I honestly, and I hate to, I think a lot of them don't really care. I mean, they're paid to perform. I mean, they're not there to work for Mike Schilt. Like Manny Machado, the old famous quote, like, what is this, high school baseball?
Well,
I don't know how impactful it is.
You saw the quote from Marty, right? Or the report from Machado? Marty? No. Did she say something about Machado?
No. What are you referring to?
On her Twitter, she said that coaches on the coaching staff were like completely shocked by this, and
they
didn't hear anything. And I mean, players,
at the end of the day, it's way more impactful for the coaching staff because the coaching staff is going to be out of jobs.
Right. And I thought that the coaching staff was already going to have some changes in the first place, but not to Mike Schilt. Like I thought it was going to be, Victor Rodriguez or something like that. But yeah, I mean, players, I do think that it affects some players. I don't think it
definitely affects some players. Definitely.
I don't think that it's like just something that these guys are like, whatever. I do think it affects some players. I think it affects more some players more than others. And I do think there are some players that don't give a shit. I think there's some players that care a lot, you know, and maybe it's more than we think. I don't know, but I don't think it's just a blanket, like players don't care. I think there are players that
care a lot. I agree with that. That's too simple. But I mean, you know, my point, and I think you agree, is they're paid to perform. There's trades, there's movement. Wherever you end up, Ryan O'Hearn shows up, you got to perform. It doesn't make it easy or simple. Or like relationships don't matter. They do. They all matter. But at the end of the day, they're going to hire a credible manager, theoretically. They're not going out of left field to find Jason.
Are they?
Presumably they've learned that lesson. And if they hire...
Are they going to hire a credible guy?
I mean, there were questions about... There were questions about Mike Schilt when he was hired. About the philosophical differences, about him being on the sidelines for multiple years. There's going to be questions about the next manager, just like there was questions about Mike Schilt. Assuming it's not a Jace Tingler type manager choice and it's someone you've heard of, there'll be pros and cons, would be my guess. Carlos, appreciate you, man. What do you got?
I'll just read the.
He says, honestly, never loved Schilt. Yes, he won, but something was off with him. Stubborn and wouldn't make changes to the lineup. I don't know about his personal life, but it seems that he retired to not get fired. I mean, he did say he did on his own terms. Yeah, I mean, he had good qualities to him, and he probably had some that, I mean, for whatever reason, Jim, they fell into this like,
hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Crazy, you know, this small ball second half that they fell into, you know, I don't fully understand as to why they went down that path. Kevin tried to explain it away because that's the team that he had, but this is the same team, a lot of the same pieces he had in 2024. So I'm hoping we move to a manager that, you know, is more in tune with modern baseball analytics, truthfully, than what Mike Schilt was.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Carlos. Like, I never loved Mike Schilt either. I think early on last year, I was like, what's up with this guy? I mean, I think we even had people on from St. Louis, and we were like, did Mike Schilt do this in St. Louis? Like, this is weird. And they're like, and we even asked, like, did fans like Mike Schilt? And they told us, like, yeah, fans loved Mike Schilt. And I mean, look what happened after Mike Schilt left there. That organization right now, the Cardinals, they're awful. I'm not saying that it's all because of Mike Schilt, but it's an interesting coincidence. I don't feel the same way here as far as like the love fest for Mike Schilt that it seems like St. Louis fans had for him. If anything, I feel like there are more people like Carlos and myself and you than we think. But also, like, I also do think the average Padres fan fucking loved Mike Schilt. Like, yeah. I also do think there was a good amount of people that loved this guy. He was quirky as hell, and I think that played to a good amount of people. The nicknames, the love, right? Always sticking up for your players, never, you know, criticizing your guys, never, you know, saying a guy needs to be better, right? I do think people actually love that because the team did win. And when you win, that I think that shit maybe to some becomes more endearing. I just viewed it as like the most annoying act that you could ever see a manager put on, which was from Mike Schilt. Like, I feel like he put on an act more than not. And I feel like we saw right through the guy, to be honest with you, at times.
Yeah, and I do agree that there'll be a lot of fans that will miss Mike Shildor, thought he was a good manager. But you've made this point, and I doubled down on it today. I mean, you start putting the pieces together. 2025 was not a great year for the Padres. What are the memorable moments? They had a division that they squandered. It was right there for the taking. Mike Schilt at the helm of that, too. They got into the postseason with expectations to win and not have a similar ending to 2024. They didn't make it as far as 2024 and had a very similar bitter ending. So, like, when you put all that together and you know that somebody's going to be held accountable, and we think it's Victor Rodriguez, the hitting coach, and it's not going to be the players because they're under contract, and it's not going to be A.J. Preller if he's running the organization. And I argued it shouldn't be A.J. Preller, and I'll still make that argument. I'm not saying that Mike Schilt ultimately was held accountable for it, but I'm not saying he wasn't, based on today's end result. I mean, it was not this, like, I don't think Padres fans are going to look back on 2025 very fondly. I really don't. I think they'll look back and like, yeah, I made the playoffs, good year, 90 wins. But I think with the expectations being raised, it doesn't come across as some memorable season.
Yeah, they won 90 games, but how enjoyable was this 90 win season?
It was fine.
It was fine. And honestly, like, it's going to sound weird. That's a good thing, because
yeah, the expectations.
That exactly, you have expectations now. Yankees fans, they win 94 games and they get bounced in the NLDS to the Toronto Blue Jays. Awful season, right? Coming off World Series the previous year. And so, in a way, it sounds bad to say, but it's good that the organization and probably a good amount of fans are disappointed with a 90-win season here in San Diego. Like, that's crazy to say for some places, and yeah, it was crazy to say in San Diego, like, 5 years ago, right? But now, and that's a credit to what they have accomplished, now 90 wins getting bounced in the wild card round is unacceptable, and it's not good enough, and it's not fun.
Yeah, which we're all on board for. It's like, yeah, it's high stakes right now in San Diego, and they need to win at a very high level. That includes A.J. Preller moving forward. All right, we can get back to this conversation. We have all these supers we'll get to. Do want to thank our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance, for his longtime support of this channel. Title sponsor of the Wrap-Up Show for over 4 years. So if you support our work, please support the title sponsor of the Wrap-Up Show, Mark Nimitz. If you have any insurance need, auto or home or renters or life or earthquake, I have 3 insurance policies through Mark. And he's taking care of my family when I've needed him most, and he's going to do the same for your family as well. So click that link in the description down below. Get free quotes online before you renew your current policy. Get in contact with Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance if you have any insurance needs.
Yeah, all his information is on that ticker below. Mnimitz at farmersagent.com, and you reach out to Mark, let him know that John and Jim from the Wrap-Up Show sent you.
All right, let's get to some of these supers here. Carlos, thanks for following up. He says, mental and physical toll, ? Buddy, this isn't New York or LA pressure. Anyways, I think there was a philosophical difference. I think it has to be Ruben Niebla. All the other options are toss-ups. I'm not going to discount the toll because I'm with you, Jim. I think it's a challenging job. It is. There's no question about it. And I also agree it's not New York or LA, but that doesn't mean it's not a challenging job. So I don't know if it'll be Niebla or not. I think there'd be question marks with Niebla. I think there'd be question marks with a lot of these potential candidates, but maybe Ruben Niebla.
Yeah, I'm not going to discount it either, especially some things that we know. Like, I do think his personal life mixed in with the grind of a baseball season really did play a toll on him. So I can't discredit that, like, at all. That is a real thing. That's a 100% real thing, I believe. But yeah, I don't think that was the 100% reason why. Like, right. It could have played a large role. Like, it could have played a 80% role in why he did this. And still, 80% tips the scales. You're leaving, right? But I do think there's more to it than just that. And I would actually be surprised if there wasn't.
Yeah, completely. I'd be shocked if actually that to me would be more shocking than today's news. If this was completely what it was on its face, nothing more to it. That to me would be shocking. to me. Yeah. I think there's more to it. Vector, thank you, dude. He says, honestly, hard to see any positives from this. Perla should not have another shot to hire another manager. This feels off, and I don't trust the organization right now. I mean, I would just push back and like, so because Mike Schilt's stepping away, AJ Perler's got to go. Like, I don't tie that together. That's like Mike Schilt leaving is not my final straw for AJ Perler. That's my personal opinion. I don't see how Mike Schilt leaving is the final straw for AJ Perler.
Yeah, I mean, look, Preller's done a fantastic job with roster construction the last 2 years, three out of the last 4 years. Maybe fantastic job's a little too much praise. He's done a really good job.
Yeah.
He's done a really good job. And look, if Jason Adams doesn't blow his quad, you know, trying to field a baseball, and if Ramon Liriano doesn't get hit on the finger and break his finger, maybe we're talking about baseball games right now instead of like Mike Schilt retiring.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So like it, you know, it's just, I can put a lot of blame on Preller, and I have before in the past. I don't know where I'm at right now as far as Preller blame. I do feel like this retirement by Mike Schilt makes me go back to the questioning well of AJ Preller of like, are you running these guys out of town? Like, are you internally making it unbearable to work for you? Like, you're winning these games, you're doing all, but are you the reason why? It maybe is. I don't know. And it's, I think that's a question I have to ask as well. Like, hey man, this is now your second straight manager that has said that they want to out. I know you guys are winning, but like, at what cost here? what's going on with you, bro?
It's a fair question. I mean, he certainly has that reputation, and not just with managers, but with executives.
Oh yeah.
He's got that reputation. Yeah. I mean, I'm fine to look the other way if they can win at a high level. They've won. They haven't won at the highest level. You know,
right.
They need to win at a higher level. I mean, will be a year where everyone's going to advocate for a change in the organization's direction, even if they keep making the postseason. Because at some point, you're going to have to win a World Series. He's not going to be the GM for 20 years if they don't get to a World Series. That doesn't seem very realistic. So maybe we're getting to that point at some point in the next 12 or 24 months. Maybe that's why he hasn't yet gotten an extension. Will we learn more on that tomorrow when he speaks?
And by the way, real quick, like, what if before this Mike Schilt retirement news, the organization, I know that other stuff we think happened with Mike Schilt other than just personal reasons. What if they were planning on like, hey, we're going to move off Preller here. And then this caught up to him and it's like, oh shit, now we can't move off Preller because now we're just resetting everything.
I don't see how an organization would operate like that. That to me is a bad way to run an organization. So the manager left, so you're not going to make a change with your front office. Then you're like, don't let the tail wag the dog. I mean, that would be a weird way to run a freaking $500 million business.
Well, again, we don't know how John Seiler really runs a billion-dollar business.
I mean, if you want to move on from AJ Preller, move on from AJ Preller. I think that's what most organizations would do. I don't think they're being held hostage by AJ Preller, and I don't think Mike Schilt's retirement is the reason why AJ stays or goes. I think it's independent. I think
two separate
issues. I'd be surprised if he wasn't, but we'd be surprised if Mike Schilt wasn't managing either in 2026. JDMLSR2000, thank you, dude, for the super. He says, the Johnson City answer, I heard this thing and it was bizarre, to brush off the lefty row problem for Chicago tells me he was taxed mentally. What's this? 2-14-3 bouts this year,
English?
Not taking the division when it was right there.
By a vowel.
Management concluded wasn't going to change in 2026. I don't know what happened. Here's the thing. We're doing a lot of theorizing. I just know that something played out. I don't know exactly what played out, but clearly he's not retiring with 2 years left in his deal. It's not as simple as that. There's more to it. And I'd like to learn a little bit more about it. And maybe we will tomorrow, probably not, but maybe we'll learn something in the reporting in the days ahead. I don't think it's as simple as he batted three lefties in a row. And I don't think it's as simple as he, you know, I don't know the reason, but there's certainly a reason. This didn't just happen out of thin air. He didn't go into AJ's office today and say, I'm retiring. They've known this for 10 days, obviously.
He signed an extension last offseason. Like, what? It's like, so from last offseason to, I guess, Kevin Acey said he was thinking about it middle of the season. Like, okay, what? You know, like, again, know some things about what happened in Mike Schilt's personal life, but like, man, okay, that's crazy.
Are we alluding to what Kevin said today on foul territory or whatever, that he's single?
Yeah. Did he say that on foul territory?
Yeah.
Okay, then I can say, yeah, going through a divorce, yeah. Like, yeah.
That's like, where that's coming from, yeah.
Right, yeah, going through a divorce. Yeah. I mean, some divorces can be...
Oh, no doubt.
Crazy, dude. I mean, they can have a huge toll on you, especially if that divorce catches you off guard, right? You're like, what the hell? So, okay, I didn't know that. So
someone said he said that. So I maybe,
well, now I'm cat's out of the bag. Like, hey, that's what happened.
I mean, I don't think it's whatever. I mean, yeah, people go through things personally. I mean, whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, that's part of life. And yeah, that could absolutely be a factor potentially. Yeah.
And that's why I do think that when he says personal reasons, I believe him because of that, what happened with him and his wife, right, or his ex-wife now.
Right. Right. Damien, thank you. Says, Niebla slides into head coach, manager, and you takes his spot at LFG. I saw some people talking about this today. I think Kevin told me today it would be Ben Fritz, who is going to get interviews to be a pitching coach in the major leagues this offseason. They're bullpen coach. So, you know, there could be Ben Fritz potentially in your organization moving over. Listen, it would be atypical to hire a pitching coach as manager. It's happened. Brian Price, Cincinnati, John Farrell, longtime manager, was a former pitching coach, but it's definitely atypical to hire a pitching coach. There's no guarantee in doing something like that. I think he's certainly well-respected. He's been there for a number of years at this point. I'm sure he has the respect of a lot of people in that clubhouse and organization, but there's no guarantee. There's no guarantees with wherever they go, but it is atypical to hire a pitching coach to be a manager.
Let me just ask you this, because this is a big topic of discussion after Tingler. Do you care at all about managerial experience or not? Like first-time guys compared to guys that actually been in management before?
I personally don't, as long as you're like a credible, like if it's Albert Pujols, I'm on board, because you get into the clubhouse and it's Albert Pujols. So like, the thing is, I'm counting on my pitching coach on all pitching changes, and I'm doing no double switches anyway in the National League. And I'm like, who even cares? Like if you're someone who spent 20 years in the big leagues and has a name and has the respect of someone like Manny Machado, like Ryan Flaherty hasn't managed, but he played with Manny for 7 years or whatever it was. So I could be convinced that it doesn't have to be someone that's managed before. I just can't be convinced of Jace Tingler.
Yeah, the two names that to me are like vanilla, not exciting, wouldn't breathe life into the fan base after this. One of them is AJ Ellis, the other is Ryan Flaherty. Those are the two names where I'll just be like, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like you can't sell those to me. I'm sorry. Probably can't sell that to many fans. I'm sure if some fans be like, you know, the diehards are, they're going to be behind whoever this team is. You know, hires, I get it. But those are the two names that are like, to me, probably the safest, most vanilla that you could go out and get. I think if you're going above that, obviously Bruce Bochy is the guy that would, I mean, it's Bruce Bochy, right? Wrong, yeah. The everybody would be on cloud nine. Mike Schilt, who, right? Like, you hire Bruce Bochy to that. The one name out there that, like, is brutal that he's off the market now is Skip Schumacher. You're like, we talked to Skip Schumacher on this show back in 2021 after the whole Jace Tingler stuff. And he went on to be a pretty successful manager in Miami, right? One manager of the year. And now he's with Texas. And I mean, Texas fans couldn't be happier that the person to replace Bochy is Skip Schumacher. Like, that's the one name where I was like, if this Schilt stuff happened earlier, like he'd be on the top of my list, but he's gone.
Because we have, you know, I agree with you. I don't think Skip Schumacher would have come back. I think they had an opportunity to hire him previously, and he was already in the Rangers organization, and it makes a lot of sense. So I think I agree with you. I agree with you. I think he'd be a good choice, but I don't know if that would have been – I don't know if that would have happened or not. Carlos, thanks. He says, Flaherty, another buddy of Machado that won't get in his face if he struggles. Albert Pujols, great name, but any track record, Ruben Niebla at least has the pitching in check and change hitting coach. Yeah, they'll change their hitting coach, I'm sure, at this point, because there's a new staff likely coming in.
Probably a lot of changes that – I mean, Ruben Niebla is a guy that, like, try to keep him at all costs. And if it means make him the manager, then so be it, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree. Although it's like you have one vacancy, do you want to create two? Is also like my issue with that. But yeah, I wouldn't want to lose Ruben Niebla. I agree. Because then you'd be without both of them anyway. So I agree with that. Right. The Luis, thank you, says two accomplished managers leave a perceived World Series contender after 2 years on their own for a less talented team or just to quit baseball altogether. Don't know if I've seen that from a team. Well, Melvin didn't leave a perceived World Series contender. They fell flat on their face in 2023. Right. And
I do think Gil? I mean, I don't know, but I do think it's interesting that the last two managers, I mean, Schilt and Bob Melvin, if they can, I mean, they're pretty respected, right? Are they not? They're on baseball, right?
Yeah.
And they both were, Melvin was like, yeah, I want to go manage the Giants. And then Schilt's like, yeah, I want to retire. Like what?
Right.
Like, kind of weird. I mean, say that out loud. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I agree. David, thank you. Says no decent proven manager wants to join the Padres now because of the budget constraints, cuts, and big contracts on the books, i.e. he will see no pathway to improve the team and win deep in the postseason. I don't know about that. I think it's probably the best vacancy. I could argue maybe Atlanta. They dealt with all those injuries. Atlanta's probably better suited long-term because it's Atlanta. But I think it's a good job. And I think it's a lot better than like the Minnesota Twins and Colorado Rockies.
Right. Hold on. Pull up the next one. Sorry.
Ballpark Pretzel says Shields' attorney should sit Schilt in a room. Yeah, I don't know. I know Shield was very complimentary of Mike Schilt today on social media. Obviously, Mike Schilt had a very strong relationship with Peter Seidler that dates back, you know, 3-4 years or whatever it was. Carlos, thank you. Says honestly, I've thought about it. Machado is an amazing player, and the team rallies so much around him. But when he doesn't show up, that rubs off on the players, and there's no manager rallying team. I mean, the Machado question cannot be answered with a manager, is what I would say. You can coddle him. I don't know if that works. You can be abrasive towards him. I don't think that works. I don't think the Machado problem is a. That's fine, Jim. I don't think the Machado problem is solved by a manager, you know?
I think the Machado problem is he just needs to be better.
Exactly.
He just needs to be better. Now, I also do think he's a wild card because you push the wrong button in that clubhouse and he doesn't have your respect, you're fucked. Go talk to Jace Tingler. Mm-hmm. So, like, go talk to Andy Green. Manny quit on both those guys. So it's a juggling act. You can't just put anybody in there and tell the players you have to respect this guy. Like, the players have to do that on their own accord. The players have to be like, okay, I respect this guy. Right? They can't be told that. So, like, from that standpoint, I don't think they're going to make the Jace Tingler mistake again. I don't. But it's interesting to see what happens if they do hire a first-time manager, how Manny responds to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of first-time managers that Manny's not going to quit on. And that first-time manager, and again, I'm not advocating for Albert Pujols, but Manny Machado is not going to quit on Albert Pujols. Okay, like that. If he does, yeah, then that's way more of a reflection of Manny Machado, which he who already has a poor freaking, you know, perception. But that's way more of a bad look for Manny than it would be for anyone else. But yeah, but I do agree. You have to consider that when you go about this process. Guys, I do want to remind you about our friends over at SeatGeek. They've got a terrific offer going on for you right now. It's actually a 10% off offer. So they've got a brand new 10% off offer going on with our promo code. Click the link in the description down below. The promo code is PODSWRAP10. That's PADSWRAP 10-10 for 10% off your next order at SeatGeek. That's 10% off your first purchase with promo code PODSWRAP10, PADSWRAP10. Just click the link in the description, download the app, have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. We do want to thank our friends over at SeatGeek. No more Padres baseball, obviously, to attend, but Breeders' Cup or WWE, Aztecs football, basketball, concerts, whatever it is in Southern California or elsewhere. Get 10% off with our promo code PODSWRAP10.
Yeah, use our promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Wait, did the promo code change?
It did. PODSWRAP10.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Use the promo code PODSWRAP10. All right, let's continue on here. Let me see, where were we? Okay, Carlos, thank you. Says, honestly, I've thought about it. No, we've just read that one. Daniel, thank you. He says, Preller's track record speaks for itself. Loves shiny toys, ignores culture. Building around giant egos was doomed. Tito built a team in Cincy this year. Common denominator, AJ, who eats steak with ketchup. I would do the same.
You would eat steak.
Cincinnati's, I mean, you want Cincinnati? You want Cincinnati? That's better.
I think he's just talking about Francona. Like, he's talking about saying, Tito.
But, and okay. Was that some huge win? You know what I'm saying? Like, was Tito that much better than Schilt?
I think maybe Daniel's referring to the fact that, like, Tito took a franchise and a team with significantly less resources and money than the Padres and kind of had them in the same position. Even though they had to get uber hot to make it. You know what I mean?
They won like 83 games, right?
Yeah, they snuck in by the skin of their teeth, and then they got fucking blasted by the Dodgers in two games.
Yeah, I like Terry Francona. I mean, he's managed a ton of playoff teams, but...
You know what it is, too? Yeah. But, like, speaking of Terry Francona, I think it's a perfect example. Terry Francona left the Cleveland Guardians organization.
Right.
Right? And then a couple of years later, he's back managing. Like, to your point, start the show. That probably is going to be Mike Schilt.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'd be surprised otherwise. I would. I'd be surprised otherwise. Luke, appreciate you, says, Mike Herter Rice wasn't coming back and said, see ya. Listen,
that was annoying as hell, man. Yeah, that was so annoying.
He had strong relationships. I mean, Jackson Merrill, I think, had a very strong relationship with Mike Schilt.
That was one of Mike Schilt's weaknesses, was his unwillingness to adapt and his unwillingness to kind of put his foot down with his star players, mm-hmm, and not willing to make the necessary changes, even if it meant a couple guys' egos were, you know, hurt a little bit. And he just couldn't do it. He just couldn't do it. He always based everything off track record. And he at times didn't live in the moment, and that was very annoying.
Yeah, yep, I agree. Adam, appreciate you. Says, just got here. Sorry if you've already covered it. What do you guys think about PV? In the organization already knows AJ and players well. We'll keep Niebla.
Dude, PV's got a good thing going. He's doing the MLB Network stuff. He's a special advisor to Groupner. Like, if I'm PV, bro. Dude, don't get yourself into this, dude. Like, he's got it good right now, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with that. I completely agree.
Maybe Mark DeRosa is a guy, because Mark DeRosa's name has been out there in the past, and he's managing Team USA, if I'm not mistaken. So I mean, that's a name on the MLB Network scene that I think I'd be kind of cool with, honestly.
I mean, if you watch Peavy today, and I know you did, but for some of our viewers, I mean, Peavy specifically also said today that Mike Schilt will land on his feet and find another opportunity.
Which was interesting.
Like, because he's in the organization. So if we're taking that to mean that he knows more, then he knows that Mike Schilt isn't done in baseball.
Interesting. He's kind of slipped like the last like two times recently on MLB Network, and you're like, what are you talking about?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Nova, thank you, dude. He says, who are your top three candidates? You want to throw a name or two? I mean, we've kind of mentioned 5, 6, 7 names. Is there a left field candidate? I had someone call in and say Tony Gwynn Jr. today. I mean, you laugh and I agree, but it's like, shit, if Tony Gwynn Jr. You know wanted what? To manage,
I want them to do it. So then Tony can also host a radio show against us
from the
dugout. Right. That'd be awesome.
I mean, you talk about someone that would have respect.
I mean, okay. Tony.
Is that going to happen? No.
No, I'm sure Tony wouldn't want to do that. Tony's got a good gig. He just goes on the radio whenever he wants, and he does his color for
managing the radio. It's like being a politician. I mean, there's not a lot of people that want to be in politics either. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
All right, here's my top three. In no particular order, but kind of in order, because my first name is Bruce Bochy. My next name, because I think it's actually like a real possibility, is Ryan Flaherty.
Yeah, definitely a real possibility.
I do like Mark DeRosa.
Yeah, I like that name.
I don't know if he's a possibility, so I'll put that in as like an honorable mention. But the other possibility that I do think is like likely, I'll throw AJ Ellis out there.
The special advisor.
You're right. Actually, sorry. Those aren't my top three candidates. I thought the question was who you think would be the top three candidates, not my top three candidates. Sorry. My top three would be Bochy. I'll throw Mark DeRosa out there. I mean, Flaherty would be interesting. I'll throw Nick Hundley. Okay. There you go. Those are my three. Bochy, DeRosa, Hundley.
You know what I would say going back to like the Melvin era is like, I wouldn't be shocked if the Padres were able to like acquire a manager. They've done it previously. It's not going to be Buddy Black because of the way it played out under AJ.
That would be like, just...
Wow. That'd be amazing. I mean, I don't know. I think Ruben Niebla would probably be a fine candidate, truthfully. I think he's well respected within that clubhouse. I could be sold on Ruben Niebla. I don't know. I need to see what candidates present themselves. It sounds like Ryan Flaherty will draw interest, which makes sense to me as well. I don't think Flaherty would be the worst hire, truthfully. He's been in the organization before. He's got bench experience. He's got a long playing career.
Who was how about this name that we talked about a lot in 2021? I think it was Benji Gill.
What's he been doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's who it is, right? Benji Gill.
I'll tell you one name we won't be referencing is a name we've referenced a lot the last 5 years is Ron Washington, who I think he stopped managing this year, has dealt with health issues.
Hey, Bob Melvin's available.
Yeah. That's not going to be a name either. Carlos, thanks for the super, but I'm not getting into off-field stuff. But thank you for the super. We appreciate you, dude. I mean, I still think at the end of the day, if they're willing to commit the payroll that's necessary, that they've basically had the last year or two, I think they'll put themselves in a position to get back to the postseason in 2026. And it's more about payroll roster construction. That's going to be about who they hire. I could be right. I could be wrong. We'll see. I think it matters. I think it's important. You want to get it right. You don't want to get it wrong. I think they'll have some decent options to draw from, and I'm sure there'll be criticism and opinions no matter what they ultimately go with. And I'm excited to hear what AJ Preller has to say tomorrow. He won't say anything of interest, but it'll be interesting to see what he is willing to say about what happened with Mike Shildt and where they go from here.
Yeah, I'll probably have a whole new take come Wednesday when I get back after after AJ speaks. Honestly, like I still have to dive in deeper because I've been doing stuff today, so I haven't really like dove too much into it other than like what initially happened. But yeah, my opinion will probably change after tomorrow morning.
Yeah, which is fair. Guys, make sure to play along at Underdog Fantasy, the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Click that link in the description down below and get $50 in bonus funds when you play $5. Get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000 and get a free gimme pick with our promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. You can win up to 5,000 times your money in a single night playing across the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball postseason, and more. Get $50 in bonus funds when you play $5, get a 50% deposit match, win up to 5,000 times your money in a single night with our promo code. Click the link in the description down below. The promo code is PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP.
QR code, right there. Scan it. Download Underdog Fantasy. Use our promo code PODSWRAP. Start playing today.
What is Joe Madden doing? He's done.
It's been too long. MLB Network, I think, too.
Okay, he's done, would be my guess.
The only, and I got to get going, but the only, like, quote unquote, old guy that I would go for is Boach. That's it.
Yeah. I would agree with that right now. I would agree with that. All right, guys, subscribe. We're going to be with you in the off season throughout this managerial search. So if you want our opinions on it over the course of the next handful of weeks and months, make sure to subscribe to this channel. We want to get to 10,000 subscribers. Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Subscribe. Thank you for the super thanks. If you're here on replay, support our partners, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance, our friends at SeatGeek and Lucky Box, and anyone else that supports this channel.
Humble Casino,
Underdog Fantasy. It's been a while. All right. For Jim, I'm John. Catch up with you soon. Peace.